Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. HBO Max did a surprise drop of their satirical series about the royal family. The Prince is a parodic twist about the imagined inner mechanics of the firm through the lenses of an animated Prince George, who is the eldest son of Prince William and Kate Middleton. The animated series features an all-star cast who lent their voices to the characters living in Buckingham Palace, and 12 episodes are now available. Gary Jannetty, 55, stars as George. Other voices include Orlando Bloom as Prince Harry, Alan Cumming as George's butler Owen, Frances Delatour as Queen Elizabeth, Lucy Punch as Kate Middleton, Condola Rashad as Meghan Markle, Ewan Rian as Prince William, Dan Stevens as Prince Charles, and Sophie Turner as Princess Charlotte. Stevens also voices Prince Philip. Production on the series took place prior to Philip's passing, and the series launch had been delayed so as not to be completely rude. Remember that story that said one of Prince Harry's upcoming books would be timed to come out after the death of Queen Elizabeth? A spokesperson for Harry says that report is inaccurate. As professional language passes, we here at Palace Intrigue wonder about the word inaccurate versus saying it is untrue. Time will tell. Meanwhile, People reports Harry and Meghan are continuing to fight for representation, sensitivity, and inclusion in the news media. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex released a statement in support of a coalition of UK journalists calling for stronger initiatives to combat the underrepresentation, inequity, and racial bigotry that still persist in this important industry. In a message posted to their website, the couple said, "Archwell is a proud supporter of journalistic diversity in news media organisations that are committed to reporting the truth, uncovering untold stories, and giving voice to the voiceless. In every corner of the world, members of the media are using their power and responsibility to inform the public, teach communities, battle misinformation, and inspire change. We also applaud the work of independent media, non-profit newsrooms, and trusted local news collectives. They demonstrate the deep need for this critical profession to thrive and evolve, particularly in terms of racial equity and representation in news gathering and newsrooms." In other H&M news, Gertz Royals observes the Queen's Commonwealth Trust has released its annual report for the year ending March 31st, 2021, and adds that despite Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan serving as president and vice president of the charity for most of the year, there is no mention of them in the report. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Royal biographer Ingrid Stewart has said that if Harry says inappropriate things about the monarchy in his new book, it could affect William's future. Speaking to The Express, Seward said, "William is probably the one that will come out of this worst of all because there is a row between William and Harry, and basically, if Harry says things that are inappropriate about the monarchy, that is William's future. It's not Harry's future. He is out of it now, but it is William's future. Of course, everyone forgets poor old Prince Charles, who has remained very, very quiet about all of this." Seward also said there is a reason that the Queen has not stripped Harry and Meghan of their titles. "I don't think removing the titles would make much difference, and it would look very petty. I also don't think it is something that the Queen would want to do at this stage of her reign. It would be far more insulting just to ignore them. Even excluding them from the Jubilee next year gives them ammunition to criticise the monarchy." But let's end the week on a happy, if not sunny, note. Hello Magazine reports on Kate Middleton's umbrella. Back in June, the Duchess of Cambridge was pictured braving the rain on her way to Kensington Palace, and her rainbow umbrella sparked a huge reaction. Kate was first spotted using her umbrella after launching a new project, the Royal Foundation Centre for Early Childhood. She started her day by paying a visit to the London School of Economics, where she met with experts for a roundtable discussion. A search on Amazon finds the Variety to Go rainbow umbrella available for $36.99. The description says the umbrella is large enough for two people. Lovers can also share this umbrella in the rain without fearing ruining the date. The Variety to Go to rainbow umbrella is ideal for business or daily life, such as a family trip, gathering, golf, play, and so on. This rainbow umbrella is good for kids, girls, women, and men. Minimalist design, simple but pretty, reliable, compact and practical. Kate Middleton's umbrella. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I am Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.